Hey, welcome back to Kid Short Stories. I have a really important, awesome announcement for all Spy Kids. Do your parents like to drink coffee? Yeah. Which one likes coffee the most?
Oh my gosh, I love coffee.
And I have some really cool friends over at Free Lunch Coffee that when you buy one bag of their delicious coffee, they are going to provide 10 meals for kids all around the world. And so every time you buy one bag of coffee, 10 kids get a free lunch. How awesome is that? Us Spy Kids, we gotta stick together and help everyone, right? Yeah! Well, this is a great way to do that. And when you go to their website, freelunchcoffee.com, and put in the discount code SPYKID, you get 10% off your purchase. They have some really delicious coffee, and I bet your parents will love it. All right, today's story comes to us from two of our friends, Charlie and Henry. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kid Short Stories, or go to kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too, let's go. Charlie and Henry were both playing on the beach, building some amazing sandcastles and digging deep holes and playing with their shark friends. Yeah, Charlie and Henry had two shark friends. They were Mako sharks. And these sharks were actually really nice. But should we play with sharks? No! This is just a silly story. And Charlie and Henry were having so much fun with their shark friends. And all of a sudden, as they were digging some deep holes to get more sand for their sandcastle, Charlie found something. Hey, Henry, what is this? As he pulled it out of the sand and brushed it off. Oh, it's a walkie-talkie. That's so cool. Whoa, wouldn't that be awesome if it worked? As they cleaned it off and turned on the button. Oh, it turned on. Henry, look at this. It was making that sound, and all of a sudden, they heard some voices.
Yes, it looks like the volcano is almost ready for the plan. This will be perfect. Ha ha ha.
What? What are they talking about, Charlie? Charlie and Henry were both on the Spy Kid team, so they were used to hearing bad guys with their plans, and this definitely sounded like a bad guy plan.
Yes, this will be perfect when the volcano explodes. It will hurt a lot of people, and then we can take all of their things. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Oh, the volcano smoke is making me cough a lot. This is terrible.
I guess the bad guy must be near a volcano. Charlie, is there a volcano on this island?
You see, Charlie and Henry were on vacation with their family on a really pretty island that had some old volcanoes on it that hadn't erupted in a very long time. Yeah, Henry, I think there's one, like, on the other side of the island. I think there is a volcano, but was he talking about like some kind of plan of making it erupt and hurting people? That's terrible. We gotta get people away from that place. Oh wait, I think he's about to talk again.
Pshh. Yes, you're right. The volcano will erupt in 1 hour. It will be perfect. Stick to the plan, team. Over and out.
How in the world did we just hear this plan on this walkie-talkie? That's so crazy. I bet as the bad guys were making the plan, they had to ditch some of the walkie-talkies and they must have thrown this one into the sand and that's how we found it. That's amazing. We gotta radio this into Spy Kids headquarters to let them know about this. All right, hey Henry, grab your Spy Kid beeper and tell them about it.
All right.
Henry grabbed his Spy Kid beeper and radioed into HQ. Spy Kids HQ, come in.
Hey, Henry. How's it going over there? How's your vacation?
Well, the vacation's fun, but we just heard about some bad guys trying to make a volcano erupt near some people, and we might need some backup, but we're going to head over there and see what we can do. Over.
Roger that. We'll be there.
Charlie and Henry had to figure out how to clear the area around the volcano so that no one would get hurt. Then they had some ideas.
Wait, I bet our shark friends could swim over to that beach really fast, scare all the people out of the water, and then,
we gotta get over to that beach fast too. We could drive our race cars. You wanna do that, Charlie?
Yeah, let's totally do that.
You see, Charlie and Henry were not only spy kids, but they were also race car drivers. And they had brought their super fast race cars on this trip. So, I bet they could jump in the race cars and drive over to the other side of the island where that volcano is, warn all the people to run away from the volcano, and then the sharks would help get the people out of the water. This sounds like a perfect plan.
Let's go!
Charlie and Henry jumped in their race cars and zoomed off as the sharks took off towards that other beach. As the sharks were getting closer to the water, the people and the shark, remember, they didn't know that they were nice sharks, but the sharks were trying to scare the people to save them. But the people on the beach started to shout,
"Shark! There's a shark in the water! Everybody get out!"
The people started to panic, but it was working perfectly for the spy kid plan. Everyone was getting out of the water, and now we needed to get them away from the volcano. Charlie and Henry were zooming through the mountains as fast as they could to try and get to all those people to save them. Their race cars were so fast. One was red and one was blue. It took them only 10 minutes to get to the other side of the island. Just in time, because it looked like the volcano was starting to smoke.
Everybody, you gotta get to the other side of the island. That volcano is about to explode. Everyone get out of here.
The people were in shock. That volcano hadn't erupted in 100 years, but somehow the bad guys had figured out a way to make it blow. The people all got in their cars and started to drive far away from the volcano.
Charlie and Henry had saved the day. They'd saved all the people.
But wait, the volcano was still going to erupt. Was there any way for them to stop it? Henry had an idea.
Hey, Charlie, do you think maybe like the spy kids HQ, I think they're coming over in some helicopters. I wonder if they could bring some water helicopters and we could have them dump a ton of water on the top of the volcano. And I bet it would stop the lava.
That's a great idea. As Henry radioed that idea into Spy Kid headquarters, they thought it was a great idea too, and were going to make it happen, but they just needed 5 more minutes to get all that water. The bad guys were sitting on a nearby mountain with their binoculars, watching the volcano start to smoke.
Wah-ah-ah, the plan is going to be perfect. The volcano will erupt, and then we will take over this island. Wah-ah-ah-ah. It's starting to smoke. Perfect. Now, in just about 10 more minutes, the lava will begin to flow down the mountain.
But they did not know about the Spy Kids helicopters.
Here they come!
As the helicopter zoomed over the mountains, right over the bad guys, they started to dump all ton of water on top of the volcano.
It's working, Charlie said. It's putting the lava right out. It's not smoking anymore.
The water had done the trick. It had cooled down the lava to turn it into rock to stop it from blowing.
The plan is saved. They stopped the bad guys, and the bad guys were very confused of how in the world their secret plan got stopped by the spy kids.
They did not know that their walkie-talkie was found. But now Charlie and Henry can listen to all of the bad guys' plans and stop them just in time. The end. This was a great story. Well, I hope you have a super duper day. We'll see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye.